Thanks for joining Evie and me today. We are talking organ donor participation. Hopefully we inspire you to have that conversation as well, and as we have, get involved.
Currently there's a push Australia-wide to get people to donate their organs to those that are in trouble. And I was reading an article, Lee, over the weekend, and it horrified me about the organ market, the black selling of organs overseas to people around the world that have the money to buy them. They'll spend anything between $50,000 to $100,000 for an organ for themselves because they can't get one in their home countries because there aren't enough registered donors. And for start, something like in, you know, in ISIS at the moment, they're involved.
Yes.
They get Syrian refugees to sell theirs to get family passage to Europe. And they don't get very much. They'll just get the passage. They don't get the money.
And they get to Europe, but it doesn't mean they're allowed to stay in any country in particular. They'll just take them across the water.
Yeah, just put them on a truck, shove them across.
And for what would you do? Maybe give up a kidney?
Kidney. You can give up. Kidneys are really popular.
An eye.
Eyes are popular. Part of livers, I think, as well.
Makes me think of the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Toe. I'll get you a big toe.
Yeah, yeah. And even they shoot prisoners on demand in Asia, where prisoners are sitting in jail, and if there's a booking for a heart or something like that, they'll shoot them. But they won't shoot them until there's a booking from all the organs. So there's a liver and a couple of kidneys and a heart.
I think there's 10 organ, or the 10 things they can take from our body to transplant by memory.
And they won't shoot the guy unless there's 5 that have been booked, pre-booked.
Wow.
Isn't
that
terrible?
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got asylum seekers that are selling their kidneys to get on a boat to come to Australia. Now, this is a black market that's just grown, absolutely grown. Mm. And I get people get freaked out about signing up to give their organs when they've passed away. You know, like I've registered and you've registered.
Yes.
And we've talked about this many, many moons ago. I think the one greatest fear is you're going to be alive and they're not going to work on you to keep you alive. Because, you know, you're a dead loss, basically.
Yeah, that's
right.
Which is
a bad terminology,
yeah.
But that I think that's the greatest fear. Or, you know, you'll not be passed away. You'll be in a coma or something and then they pull the plug or something. That's not how doctoring works. They are there to save you right up until the last possible
moment. Well, what you're talking of effectively is a style of euthanasia, and they wouldn't do that.
No, they do not do that.
So it's only when you finally go. But you need, it needs to be in a very short time frame, isn't it, between when you do pass away and when you can use it. One thing I thought was really interesting is that Australia is the world leader in successful transplants. Now, I think that's a phenomenal figure.
Yeah.
But what you need to know, you can put your name on this list, but you actually need to tell your loved ones or your next of kin what you need to do as well, because all that does, I believe, is just open up...
conversation.
Yes, yes. Yep. This person has said they will, but now we need the family to say, okay, great, let's go ahead. I've actually got a close friend that had a heart transplant and was the benefit of one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just what a phenomenal... success.
Legacy.
That they can keep living. I just think it's amazing that there's apparently a waiting list in Australia of about 1,500.
Yeah, that's, and every year that can grow.
Mm.
And this is why the black market's working, because there was a chap that needed a transplant and he was 61 and he was deemed too old for a transplant.
Okay.
And so he was desperate to live because he's probably seeing himself as living another 30 years. In this day and age, you can.
Yeah, that's right.
So he went overseas and bought himself one for $100,000, you know. But
And she got it put in while he was overseas?
Yeah, but they come back and the looking after is by us.
Yeah.
And that's where if there's a botch up job or there's, you know, an infection, they come back and it's our problem.
Oh, I can sort of get that. That's okay.
But medically they're saying it's not right, because then we all pay for that poor person's botched job that he got overseas. But I can see I would fight for my life.
in the same way. I don't have a problem with that personally.
Yeah, I don't, but the medical fraternity do, because it's like people going overseas on a far lighter thing and getting, you know, medical treatment over there, and when it goes wrong, they come here and we have to, as a taxpayer, pay for it and look after them.
Yeah.
So that's where the medical fraternity is
coming. But I guess if we can't
back.
If we can't provide the service in the first place...
I'd be gone.
Yeah.
I don't blame the guy at all, but this is where people have to talk about it. And if you've registered, 91% of families agree. Once they know that you've registered and you've talked about
that's your wish.
That's your wish, 91%.
Yep.
I don't know what happens to the other 9%, but 91% say they will. If you're not, it drops down to 52%.
Yeah, and I get why you wouldn't as well, because, you know, you'd say, why do I want my father or mother or brother or sister, yeah, whatever it might be, why do I want them cut up and you know, used in that? But it's more serious than that. The
well, we have to recognise ourselves that this body is just a shell.
That's right. Our soul is us.
Yeah, that's different.
That's the bit they don't transplant.
Exactly.
And that's by the time you've died, that's gone. That soul's gone.
It is. And when
to
my
somewhere
mum,
else.
Yeah. Well, my mum passed away, and there was never any conversation about that.
Mm.
And 2 hours after she passed away, I got a phone call asking for part of her body.
Oh yeah.
And her partner freaked out.
And said no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally freaked out.
Yep.
And because he was her partner for 20 years and that, I wasn't going to override him.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a shame, because that would have been her legacy. But he, as an older person with an ethnic background and ethnic thought process, saw her without her eyes in the afterlife.
Yeah, okay.
That's how far he took this freaking out over it.
Yeah.
And this is why I think the conversation is really important.
Yeah, I agree.
To have it while you're here with your kids and your kids, they might want to do it, and you have to accept that as well.
Mm.
So it's not easy.
I think it's really, really gutsy, really brave. I had the opportunity to go down into the bottom of Adelaide University where the cadavers are.
I've done that too.
And I think that experience, well, it's an amazing experience, and the person that was overseeing everything there said, you know, just respect the fact while you're going through and looking at all the body parts and looking at all the people here that they were loved by somebody and they've donated their body for your benefit. So I think that's terrific. Just one thing on the Australian donor register that we're talking about, it will be on your license, but also you can register that online, and or you can in Mount Barker here, you can do that either at Medicare or Centrelink. And so there's opportunities. There's three places that people in Mount Barker or surrounds can get
that's excellent.
It
and I'm not surely, I know we've got it on our licence, but I think you have to go that extra step and go online and actually register there as well. Something I'll have a look at. But definitely, if once it's on your licence, you've talked about it with your family. It opens the door.
Mm. Well, there you go. If you agree with our sentiments, get involved and spread the word. And if you'd like to hear more of episode 59, go to Evie and Lee's Facebook page or the Evie and Lee podcast site. We wish you well and look forward to your company next week.